The World This Week, Politics.
Ashraf Ghani, Afghanistan's president, fled to the United Arab Emirates as Kabul, the Afghan capital, was captured by the insurgents of the Taliban. A chaotic evacuation of Western personnel and some of their Afghan associates followed from Kabul airport, where at least 7 people died in the tumult. President Joe Biden defended the decision to withdraw American security forces from the country and blamed the Afghan government for lacking the will to fight. Mujahideen Yassin, Malaysia's embattled prime minister, resigned after months of political instability and the loss of his parliamentary majority. He remains in office while Malaysia's king chooses his successor after consulting MPs. Sultan Abdullah said holding a new election during the pandemic would be dangerous. Tropical Storm Grace drenched Haiti, slowing efforts to rescue survivors of a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck on August 14th. The death toll rose to more than 2,000, a number likely to increase further. The quake was stronger than the one estimated to have killed more than 200,000 people in 2010. Peru's foreign minister, Hector Beja, resigned after videos surfaced of him claiming the CIA, America's intelligence agency, backed the Shining Path, a communist insurgency. Critics say Mr. Beja was one of several radical, inexperienced ministers chosen by the left-wing president, Pedro Castillo, who narrowly won an election in June. Mr. Castillo must select a new foreign minister by the end of the month, when Congress will vote on whether to accept his cabinet.